Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Inspire small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. And I know why you're hanging out with me, because you know you heard John Deeney was going to be back on the show. John is a longtime Brain Trust member now. In fact, last month was his 10th anniversary. We should have had him on here last month instead of the couple of months before that. But we'll make up for that. We'll celebrate his anniversary with us this time. He's the president of Management for Performance Network. He is the top tab boards leader in the galaxy. He's the author of a number of books, including 11 Things You Absolutely Need to Know About Selling Your Business. And he's our good friend, John Deeney. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Ten years. Huh?
Happy anniversary, baby.
Well, thank you. another thing that makes me feel
it's
older.
It's you're living the dream here, aren't you, buddy? Hey, John, one of the things that I know you do a great job of is with your brain, the folks that you help with your tab boards gatherings of CEOs, is help them, you know, get themselves out of the current year, get their head out of the current year a little bit and into the coming year, and focus on making sure that the coming year has the maximum opportunity to be successful, part of which would be not being saddled with the baggage of the previous year. So talk to us about what you've been doing about that.
Well, we do two things. One, you know, the first part of your question about the coming year. At this time of year, we work with every single business owner. We only work with business owners. And we have 7 questions. And even for those that don't have a sophisticated planning process and don't write a lot of stuff down, they can get through the 7 questions, and it helps to focus them on what's coming.
Well, let's talk about some of those.
Okay. The 7 questions are, what are your revenues going to be next year? What is the one thing that has to happen in your company in order to make that revenue mark?
Mm-hmm.
What are your profit margins going to be next year?
Mm-hmm.
What is the single most improvement you can make in the company in the coming 12 months?
Like low-hanging fruit, what's the thing I can do the quickest to make the biggest change, that kind of thing?
Absolutely.
Okay.
By the end of the coming year, how is your personal role in the company going to change? What are you going to do to make that happen?
In other words, where are the delegation opportunities?
Right. If you're going to be more of a salesperson, less of a salesperson,
right.
You know, nobody's sitting around looking for something
mm-hmm.
to do. And then the last question is, we make them come up with a quantifiable personal goal for the coming year, something they can measure. You know, what are you going to do that when things get crazy, as they will, that you can look at and say, okay, well, at least I'm doing this, and that's what I set out to do. So for some folks, it's number of nights home having dinner with the kids, or being able to coach the Little League team, or number of rounds of golf in a month,
mm-hmm.
or weeks of vacation. But something that they can write down.
How about working 10 hours a day instead of 13 hours a day?
Perfect.
It could be that simple. It could be that. You know, one of my goals over the years was to, I mean, as you know, John, we turn the lights on, we turn the lights off, right? Most owners do. And for years and years and years, I'm talking, you know, almost a couple of decades, I did that. I was the first to get here, obviously, and I was the last one to leave. And of course, part of those times, there wasn't anybody else here. But seriously, you know, I mean, I have gotten over the last very few years to where I've got people here, and if I decide to leave at 4:30, you know, I can leave at 4:30 and somebody else closes up. Now, I still don't do that all the time, but I'm just saying that was kind of a milestone for me.
It is. It was for me, too, although I've got a tip for you that works really well.
All right.
I leased out a couple of offices in my building to a young business owner just starting up with one employee.
Yeah.
Now it doesn't matter when I come and go. He's in before me. He leaves after me.
He's hungry. He's like John 20 years ago, right?
Right.
Yeah, that's a good idea. But, no, these are very important things to think about, folks. And so as we talk about moving into the new year, we're going to get John to go over those with us as we move into the rest of our visit. John, give us your website, please.
Everything is on MPN, Inc. You know, that's for Management Performance Networks. Mary Peter Nancy, INC.com.
All right, MPN,
then,
Inc. Go ahead.
Yeah, and then the Tab Boards is at TabSanAntonio.com.
TabSanAntonio.com. Check it out. John Dini and I will be right back. 22. Stay with us.
I was a young boy.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.